Equity investment now demystified. Financial planning made easy with the Oracle.
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this special episode of your Wealth Class on Radio. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Please, if you know any entrepreneur, a businessman that is serious and desires growth of that business and desires funding, because again, I'm a businessman and I can tell you one thing that could kill any enterprise is the lack of funding. Now, this edition is very important. So if you know any business person, please ensure that you pick your call now, maybe in Abuja, Lagos, Port Harcourt, anywhere, Ibadan, that you are getting to hear this. Let this information move around because you did need it. And my guest on this platform this morning is someone that, for those of us who have been in the Nigerian capital market for a while, would be familiar with, because you see, those days when the stock market was moving, was gyrating, there were forces behind those movements that we saw. Those movements did not just emanate from the skies. People caused those performances that we saw. He was one of them, being the head of strategy at that point in time, or you want to say chief strategy officer. When Transcar came, it's still one of those equities listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange now, commanding deals and volume. There were people that sat down and wrote the feasibility study. This fellow, my guest today, was behind that. As a matter of fact, when Transcar started, I didn't need to be told. I know that it was a founding executive director. At the time, he became the managing director of the company, and he has gone into private business. He has transformed so well. You need to listen to him. He is Dr. Nicky Okoye. It's a pleasure having you on this platform this morning.
Thank you for having me, and it's a pleasure being here.
What have you been into since you left Stock Exchange and Transcor? I know, but quite a number of people that are listening to us now, we want to hear from the horse's mouth.
Okay, well, as you know, I was the chief strategy officer at the Nigeria Stock Exchange. And you're right, a lot of the growth of the market at that time, we, you know, provided some of the support, the power behind the throne, if you will, you know, that allowed the Nigerian capital market to grow. And if you recall that period, you had so many people were buying and selling stocks. It became such a Nigerian pastime, drivers and even folks in the securities and gate men, and everybody was involved with buying stocks. And I moved over from there to found Transcorp, as you saw, introduced me. I am one of the co-founders of Transcorp PLC, and I was the first executive, you know, for the company. I did most of the initial hiring of the staff of Transcorp, and I also led all the major acquisition transactions that took the company off from just being a paper concept, from writing a feasibility, which I actually wrote, as you so indicated, and then to becoming a reality. So I helped raise funds for the acquisition of Transcor Hilton in Abuja. And I also was the lead acquisition officer, the lead executive on the Transcor side when we acquired Hilton from the federal government of Nigeria. And I also led with the acquisition of Nitel. At that time, that was the telecommunications behemoth, largest Nigeria's own telecommunications company, which all the telecom companies that are existing today, from MTN, Airtel, AT&T, to Nine Mobile, they all built their businesses and their enterprise on the backbone of the Nitel infrastructure. Because I remember when we acquired Nitel, I led the transaction. I became the CEO of Nitel, when we took over Nitel. And I know that all the telecom companies used to, you know, constantly come to us so that they wanted interconnection with Nitel. They wanted to use Nitel's underground cables, underground fiber optics to move to different parts of the country. So Nitel infrastructure is what built the telecoms industry in Nigeria. So it's a shame that the government allowed that company to die, because after we acquired it, as you know, the government that followed the Obasanjo administration, which was the Yar'Adua administration, they canceled the transaction. And then from there, Nitel went, you know, downhill, and it became a liquidated enterprise. So the Goodluck administration liquidated Nitel. So Nitel was sold not as a going concern, you know. So after that experience, I went into private business, as you say. And first was a venture into the telecoms industry, where I had learned, you know, the ropes and started manufacturing devices, telecommunication devices. We were the first African manufacturer of smartphones. We came out with a brand called Annabelle Mobile. And but we came out, this was in 2008, so we were quite early as far as the smartphone concept was concerned. Nigerians and the Africans didn't really understand that smartphones would be the thing of the future. So we were way ahead of our time. So we spent a lot of time, energy, and even capital educating the public, educating the market on the need for using smartphones, the fact that you could get your email on your phone, the fact that you could have media on your phone, entertainment on your phone. You know, we were educating people. And so that's what normally happens to, you know, a first mover is that you get exhausted. You get exhausted by, you know, trying to educate the market. And then other brands, other international brands like BlackBerry and Nokia and so on came in, and they were able to, you know, benefit from a lot of the education that we provided the market. You know, so after that, Annabelle became a group, so we moved into different areas of business. One area that we became a leader in was in the conferences. We set up the Nigeria Leadership Summit, which became the largest privately organized summit in Nigeria. And we had quite a number of respectable leaders, government ministers, governors, ex-governors, you know, leadership across the board used to come to our summit to mix and mingle and educate the Nigerian public on the direction that they intend to take Nigeria. And we used to...
Let's stop there, because we might eventually spend the whole day talking about this. But I just have to cut you short there. And why it is interesting speaking with you today, it's not just because of what you have done, where you have been, but the possibilities you are bringing in for any businessman in Nigeria that might be in need of funding. We're talking about $60 billion Prosper Africa funding for African entrepreneurs, businesses that require business expansion. In just 1 or 2 minutes, because we really don't have much of time, what is it all about? And I want to believe I will be a primary beneficiary.
Okay, so that's a great question. What we are doing now is supporting investment aggregation for entrepreneurs and projects across Africa. So we've realized over the last 2 to 3 years that Nigeria has not been the ideal investment destination. So a lot of private banks, private funds, you know, they give all kinds of excuses and criteria when you go out into international community to seek investment. So we decided to look for alternative sources of investment, and we've identified that there are some countries that will want to support investment in Nigeria if that investment can be tied to businesses in their country. So the United States government put together an initiative they call Prosper Africa, and they're backing it up with $60 billion. Now, the idea behind it is for Prosper Africa to fund businesses in Africa that will do business with businesses in the United States. And so we are in a position now to expand on this initiative and to share this initiative with the businesses and the entrepreneurs in Nigeria so that they can benefit. So we're actually hosting a strategy session at the Nigerian Stock Exchange on the 10th of September, starting at 10 a.m., where we will be discussing the opportunities for Prosper Africa, the fact that there's $60 billion, the fact that there are certain criteria that you need to meet, the fact that we are actually taking folks on a roadshow to the United States and to meet with the fund managers of Prosper Africa and to meet with United States companies that are willing to do business with us so that there can be some matchmaking, and so that the whole concept of if you need capital, then Prosper Africa becomes a very unique advantage and a very unique alternative for those folks who are looking for capital to expand their business.
Interesting. How do I get to participate in this event we're talking about? September the 10th. How do I get to contact you to ensure that I am not left out?
Okay, so the most important thing, first of all, is an email. You can send us an email, pa@nikkyokoye.com. And Nikki is spelled NikkyOkoye.com. So pa@nikkyokoye.com or roadshow@nikkyokoye.com. Or you can call us, and the number is 0808-645-0617. 0808-645-0617.
Please call now, 0808-645-0617. 0808-645-0617. Wherever you are getting to listen to this morning, when you call that number, you will be rightly directed and you will be properly invited to make you part of the event. Now, what about for those companies who are willing to participate, how can they get on board?
Yeah, so I think the ideal, those who want to actually participate in the actual roadshow, you want to send us an email and tell us your company, your project, how much you're looking for, and then we would take it offline, if you will, organize a meeting with you and then figure out how we can support you. You can actually come on the roadshow that we're organizing for the end of September, or you can register for subsequent roadshows. And the good news is that it's not only the Prosper Africa funds that are available. We've actually identified sovereign guarantees and sovereign funds around the world. The European Union has set up what they call the European Union Investment Plan, which is funding the new partnership for jobs and investment in Africa. And they have put aside about 40 billion euro to support that initiative. Then, of course, you are familiar with the China has the Belt and Roads Initiative. China's strategy has been dealing directly with government, but we are looking at an area where China will soon start dealing directly with supporting businesses like the US and Europe is doing. So there are other opportunities across the board. You need to email us, pa@nikkyokoye.com, a roadshow@nikkyokoye.com, or call us and we will take it offline so that we find out what is your unique circumstance. What is it that you do? What do you need in terms of plants, machinery, equipment? And we will see how these funds can support you.
All right. That's about how far we can go on this platform this morning. But a copy of Stocks Watch will just suffice, because the hard copy, that is the written form of this, will be available on the pages of Stocks Watch Weekly newspaper. Of course, this audio and the hard copy, also a soft copy rather, of it will be available on www.stocksng.com. I've got to go, but I will be with you tomorrow morning. Until then, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation, Abayomi Obablejo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.